So the other day when I was on my jog, I saw that there's a guy in the neighborhood that he has a train set on like his back porch, one of those like elaborate ones, you know, one of the kinds that like Gomez Adams would have, like elaborate with like all the different hills and the tunnels and all that kind of stuff. And I loved it. You love seeing people with like hobbies and interests like that. And it got me thinking, like, well, I'm an old guy, you know, and I'm like retired and I can spend money on like little hobbies like that. What kind of old guy am I going to be? I wouldn't be a train guy. But I think I've already started being a board game guy, because I have an entire cabinet that is nothing but board games.
I'm about to say you've been that for about 18 years.
I know, and then I'll be that old guy who's just got want to play a board game, kids? Pull out fucking Scythe.
I'm just collecting like new other game systems that I'm like I still haven't played, and I don't know if I'll ever play. I have the Avatar. I have. What's it called? The really grimdarky one.
Yep.
Zweihander.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get the Dragon Prince one at PAX this year. There's like so many games I want to buy. I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever play them. Maybe when I'm old. When I'm old, yeah. I have time and all these ratty children don't take up all my time.
Well, it's unfortunate you don't have just a dedicated, you know, group of friends that could play, you know, games with, but...
I'm gonna get really into. I want to plant a peach tree, and I gotta keep them damn kids off my lawn away from my peach tree.
Nice,
you, John. I steal old man Griffin's peaches.
John, growing up being a plant guy, I never known.
Never saw that coming.
Only for peach trees, though.
Only for peaches.
He's a peach guy. Mm-hmm. So is your idea to put like bear traps and shit around it, like? Go ahead,
no,
try,
I'm literally just going to sit in my front yard. The tree is going to be 20 feet in front of me. And anytime anybody enters my garden entrance, I'll go, hey, you get away from my peaches.
Sit there with a double barrel.
Yeah. And a really old German shepherd. So that's going to be my whole personality.
Nice. Are you gonna talk to your German shepherd in German?
Yes. That's actually going to be the scary part. I will stop speaking English and exclusively yell in German at these kids. Nein!
That'd be fun, though, yeah, because you'll be the crazy old man with a peach tree, and everybody will want a peach from the peach tree, but they'll never get to have it.
Yeah, because they'll be like, why does he guard it? It must be, those peaches must be so good.
That's the trick, is that the peaches are actually terrible. They taste like straight up dirt.
The only thing I eat.
he's been cultivating and trying to perfect the bitter peach.
The anti-peach.
I thought the anti-peach was Daisy.
No. They're friends.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be friends, but also the antithesis of someone.
Yeah, they're not the antithesis. They're both princesses from different lands, Tim.
Yeah.
My God, they're not at war with each other.
They're almost the same person.
Yeah.
You know Peach talks mad shit whenever Daisy's not in the room, though.
Also, Tim, Luigi needed a girlfriend, bro. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to cock-block a little Luigi over here.
You can tell Luigi his girlfriend's not real?
Yeah, Tim's just throwing shade immediately for some reason.
You're making her up, Luigi. It's all the shrooms.
No, it's my girlfriend. Just like a Mario. My brother.
It's a broomstick that you tape two peaches to. You're sick, man.
Did Jay Carino is making an appearance tonight.
Fun fact, there is a Luigi Anzalone in the in the book at Ellis Island.
Oh so, my god!
Yeah, sure.
I'm not gonna say I'm related, but you know,
chances are.
What about you, Mark? What's your weird hobby?
Yeah, yeah. What old man are you gonna be, Mark?
Shit, I don't know. Are you expecting me to be old at this point? You expect retirement to be
lucky if I make it out of 35. No, you're going to pick up pet taxidermy.
Oh. I wouldn't do such a thing. I may have skulls and stuff around, but
I was gonna point out you have a lot of skulls at your house.
Yeah, from roadkill and stuff and things I find, but I don't actively go out and if people give them to me, I've gotten a bunch from people that are like, "Hey, you want this?" I'm like, "Sure, why not? I'll clean it for you."
Here's a shoulder blade that has a wicked spell carved into it.
I mean, I could start doing that. I mean, I kind of do that to my kitchen already.
I was going to say, if you like Scrimshaw bones, that'd be cool.
I could. I do have a couple, but what I did is actually I hid stuff underneath the floor of my kitchen when they were fixing it. So.
Oh my god, what?
Yes! So, in case, whenever in the future when the whole building gets demoed, they're probably going to find something.
Heck yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
I was going to say, there's going to be... that's one of the things that I love, the people that put, like the skeleton Halloween fake decoration.
Yeah, they
just put that in the wall.
Yeah. I was just like, when will I ever get the chance? I'm like, do it now.
This is it. This is the one.
No, but...
We're demolishing the apartment complex. We found this... Wiccan spellbook.
Oh, that's why the whole thing's cursed.
You just like really roughed up a Ouija board, like make it look really old.
Honestly, I could just buy the Jumanji board game.
Oh my god, yes!
With the classic case, like from the movie, and just bury that in the cement. It'd be fantastic. But I don't know though, like, because honestly, I would. Really just want to live in a cabin in the woods. I want to get away from society.
Cabin in the woods guy.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's a guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. It's just like, I always found that aesthetic pleasing. And I miss it already, so.
Yeah, cabin in the woods in the mountains has always been like my dream, but I'm like desperately trying to resist becoming an old person who just wants to live on the beach.
Do it for a reason.
Listen to Jimmy Buffett. Constantly.
As I get older, I'm just becoming more and more allured to Florida.
Oh no.
There's just something about Florida.
Well, you know, in the next couple of years, Kelly, Florida might be underwater anyway. So.
I was going to say, if we don't carve Florida off the bottom of the United States and just push it out into the ocean.
Oh, you don't even need to.
Hey, Cuba, do you want Florida?
I buy some, like, inland Florida property. And I'll buy it, like, in the south. So by the time I am old and retired, Florida will now be an island, and that will be a beachfront property.
Yes. There you go. Yeah,
because the northern part of Florida is going to eventually just turn into ocean. But
oh yeah,
the lower part is higher. So,
Tim Kelly's a real estate investment old guy.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Real estate investment old guy.
You just start buying.
I guess a Florida old guy
buying all these worthless properties, and he's like, "Just wait 20 years."
Eventually, they got to sell off Epstein's Island.
God. So we got the peace tree guy, real estate investment guy, putting cursed items in kitchens guy, Tim, what was yours?
My current trajectory is like, you know, dice goblin.
Yeah.
But I've also kind of slowly morphed into eBay guy.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed.
It's my secret identity. I just sell things on eBay.
He's becoming like every sweet old man from the movies. Like, he's just going to be full of puns. He's going to tell you about his wacky deals he found. He's going to be talking about his bowel movements. That's basically what he's going to do.
That's Tim now when he's 30.
Yeah,
I know. Just imagine Tim in 40 years.
I mean, so with Tim, with the dice goblin thing, I mean, you just take it so far in the one direction to be like, huh, wonder what Tim's been up to in the 20 years. You know, you open the door and it's just dice pour out.
Pour out all over your feet.
He's a hoarder and it's just, everything's just dice.
And Tim rises up out of it like a vampire, and he's like, "Look at this one I got." Shows you a shiny
D6. It's nothing but dice.
It's a little child.
He has 20 dice calendars on the wall. Like, they each one. He's like, "Every day I get more."
I have the pile of the refuse for my grandchildren, and then I have like my special, my preciouses. It's like, don't touch grandma's special dice. You'll get angry.
It'll be in a vault.
It's a little slappy if you do.
He's a little slappy.
Kelly, when you mentioned me talking about my bowel movements, I was going to tell you about one today. Oh, I just forgot.
Well, you got to share with the class now, Tim.
Nope.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, please don't.
If that was me, and I'd really make you do it.
I'll give you a level up if you do it.
Oh, do I put a hero point on the table?
Put a hero point on the table.
I mean, are you gonna whore yourself out to him?
He's whoring his bowels out, John. It's different.
Ew. He's whoring his bowels out.
That was a very dark little thing of words there.
What would you do for a hero point, Tim?
God.
Is it more drastic or less drastic than what you would do for a Klondike bar?
This is what Paizo has in mind. With these.
I love it when I make two people laugh so much they can't do their job.
Oh my God. Well, with age comes experience, and you guys are about to experience a beatdown. Last episode, you guys made your way hundreds of feet through the tunnels outside of the Summershade Quarry. After you guys had fought off 7 dwarves and 3 bruisers, you recovered and you came into this room that has. Want to count how many stone giants are in this room, there, Elk?
6.
6 stone giants. So you saw these stone giants, and as I said before, they see the one in the middle that's near like a big bonfire. He seems to be narrating some kind of story or something like that. He seems to be almost like ministering or evangelizing, and you keep hearing this name that you know, Jagaki. Mm-hmm. And he formed the little sculptures of little people, or what you would know to be you guys, and he crushes them in a symbol of power and oppression. And Elk, I want to make one other indication here. You might not be able to see it quite so well, but in the light, you can actually see that these guys have their faces painted.
Oh.
With what appears to be maybe like white dust or something like that. They use obviously some kind of like natural thing to do this. But their faces are painted to resemble skulls.
Neat. It's kind of cool, but I mean, not good for us. So there are 6 of them in here. I'm invisible and I'm stealthing currently.
Yes. Yeah.
Because what Elk wants to do, well, that's a good roll too. 40. He wants to see what's up here.
Okay, so that's a little hallway going towards the east. I can tell you right now, with the light coming in, you can tell that's a gate, like you saw in the last room. It looks to be a gate that goes out towards the quarry.
Oh, so it leads outside.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. And isn't there one to the... Because, I mean, like, again, he's using his stealth here.
Right, right.
Same with the hallway to the left.
Yep, so the hallway to the west, that goes deeper into the mountain, mountains area. So yeah, there it goes outside to the east, and then there's one that goes deeper into the west.
All right, well, he's going to retreat back for the moment, still stealthing. So he needs to inform them. Oh boy, it's going to be fun. And he puts a hand on Benson's shoulder. Carefully. Hey. Beck.
What is it? What'd you see?
He sifts him. The six stone giants in that room right now.
Fuck.
Yes. Currently, they are distracted with the one in the center storytelling. No idea what the hell they're saying, but they seem a bit different than the ones we faced outside. They're all painted up with this, like, skull motifs on their faces.
Goths.
Yes.
I guess the Goths.
It's the Goths.
Goths.
It's the Visigoths.
They were reading Edgar Allan Poe poetry.
Oh, family. They would be a lot more skinny. Skinnier, actually. But, yes. So there's six of them in there. There's a way out into the quarry, and one that leads deeper into the mountain. I would say six in close quarters might not be the best idea, unless we...
Well, depending on how we position ourselves, we might make it to be where we're only really facing two at a time.
Yes. I mean, they're too big, they can't squeeze past each other like that. With the hallways blocked up.
Problem is, I'll need to be able to see them if I can be effective with magic.
Yes.
There's only one in the hallway, I'm not going to be able to do a ton.
Yes. Like, immediately, right past the entrance, it is about 25 feet. And honestly, from where I was, I could probably tell Kezra, like, the distance between each of them.
From where you were.
Yeah, because where I was, because, I mean, they were grouped up at least 25 feet between each other.
Yep, and the room itself is 70 feet long and about 20 feet wide. Yep. Not counting little alcoves where the beds are.
Yes. Yes, so the room is quite small. But they're within range of your magics.
What are we thinking for the opening gambit?
Lightning?
Yes, I agree. Let's get you two strengthened up.
Yes.
And I guess I will cast both of my last two fourth level spells, Mountain's Resilience, on both of you.
Oh.
Nice. Both champs, so you get 5 resistance to physical damage.
Sweet.
For 20 minutes.
Alright. That's the one that ticks down, right? Each time they take a hit.
It ticks down when they get hit. So every time you take bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing, you decrease the minutes by 1.
Yes. Okay. In the meantime, Elk is actually, he's still invisible. But he's going to write something real fast and kind of move over to Vemir. Because Vemir's back there. I mean, the problem is there's no way in hell he's going to join the fight.
Yeah.
So what he's going to do is command Vemir to go back down the hallway.
Okay.
With this little note kind of like attached into his neck and just keep going. But he's basically going to have him go all the way out of the quarry. Not like to the main, like, where we faced all the 7 dwarfs and stuff, but, like, continuing out to the side. And basically, if he hears a word, then he's gonna fly off. Because he's taking precautions right now.
Got it. Alright. Alright, so you guys are buffed up. Champions in front. The mirror's out there taking point. What's your entrance into this room?
You just want to go?
Say march in, shields up.
You're
still invisible, so you can...
Yeah. I'm just looking, I don't know. Probably the center one that was making the little figurines. More of a point just to snipe him immediately. Small folk, huh? Boom! Yeah.
Right in the eye.
Yeah, perhaps Benson and I will kind of go forward, and Grimshaw will attempt to address the crowd.
Okay. Hey guys, what's up?
How's it going?
You enjoying food?
All right, so
is this a like this? Yeah, I think. Actually, Benson, if you took one step back, I think we'd effectively close off the hallway. Right next to like that. Because there's that corner there, that's like a wall. And then to the left, to the west of me is like a bed. So
okay, you guys are taking point, but if you guys start walking around that corner, we will have to roll initiative. So put yourselves in line formation up the hallway. And then whoever's first in line, that is when they will start to move. So
okay,
so put yourselves in line formation, and pretty much where Kezra is, whoever will end up there. That's where we'll start rolling for initiative.
Yeah,
well, so I can.
Yeah, Oakwood's invisible, so he'll
do that.
As you make your way around the corner, the main stone giant looks up at you and stops his oration. And he speaks in a language that you would know is Yotun, but you obviously don't speak it. And you hear him say something, and then when he focuses on you, he says,
"Oh, attack!"
I would like everybody to roll initiative.
I understood what that one was.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Oh, baby. Definitely stealth in here.
Let me go ahead and roll my guys.
Oh, geez. Just heard dice roll.
That was six initiative rolls. All right. So, John...
Jake, I can see the perception, or what they rolled, so you might want to change them.
Oh, yeah, I'll just turn it off. All right, it was just initiatives. You would see that anyway in the initiative tracker. All right. So, going down the list, Sir Benzenby.
Well, if you are allowing me to roll with intimidation, is that what's happening?
Let's see. If you guys are just walking in, it's not like, so, you still get your free intimidate, so you don't have to worry about that, but just do perception for the initiative, and then tell me what your intimidation is against who.
So perception, where is, let's say, Tim, 18 plus 16.
34.
Okay. And then go ahead and roll your intimidate and tell me who you are intimidating.
I'll say the one that is closest to me.
So the guy directly to your right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then
the roll is, oh, fuck, only 25.
Only 25, that is a fail. So
plus 21 to that.
he's not intimidated.
Shame.
Grimshaw, what'd you get?
Grimshaw attempted to destabilize his timeline and get a jump on them, but instead he is stuck in place.
It's not good.
It is not good.
Such is the way.
And so what does that make your initiative, then?
It makes it an 18.
18, that's right.
Natty 1.
Kezra.
18.
Whoa.
Of course.
Wow.
Natural 2.
An elk.
42. That was a 19 on the die and with my stealth, which is plus 23.
Right. You know what, Kezra, you're not going last.
What?
So Kezra's not going last.
Oh, because Grimshaw.
Because Grimshaw's going last. okay. Let's jump into this. Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay, so he preemptively hunted prey on this guy.
Yeah, the main guy, yeah.
Yeah, the main guy. So he's going to take a two-action shot with the longbow. Alright, it's this. That is a... God damn, this is one of my favorite dice rollers so far that I made. This is fun. I'm rolling, like... I'm bringing out my old die from, like... What, 6 or 7 years ago? So, like,
oh my gosh.
The metal die that I used to have.
That's free DPS.
Ew. So that is an 18... Plus on the die plus a 24. What's that?
42.
42, yeah.
42, that is exactly accurate.
Beautiful. Awesome. Okay, I'm definitely not going to roll dice on here with all the fucking things. I can't math that much right now. Crit damage. Oh god. 62 points of damage.
Alrighty then. Oh, my goodness.
And now he is going to take persistent burn damage, 1d10.
Yep.
And the crap. 10 points of electricity damage will go to the ones here and here.
Okay, so wait, what was the persistent burn?
It's 1d10 roll, but whenever his turn takes.
So let me put that on for that. And then electricity damage to these two for how much?
10 points of damage if it's a 5. Then I rolled a 5 on the electricity, so double for crit should be 10.
Oh, okay.
So, alright. Okay. And, you know, he's going to give... Well, crap, see, Worm and Spoon would only work if... But I have a feeling that guy in the back's, he's probably just going to fight from a distance. I'm trying to think if there's anything I could give Benson. Because we already researched what stone giants are. We should have their... They don't really have weaknesses, I don't think. Like, because we definitely did a society check on these guys.
We did.
Yep. Yeah. So you learned that they have dark vision, but they didn't use any other, like, special abilities besides that one, but they were clearly magically inclined, so.
Yeah, so he's... I don't know, it's just like right now, I'm like, I just used two actions there. I technically could just shoot again.
That's true.
For the hell of it. I just won't get my bonuses, but let's see. That's a miss. 17 plus 8. Yeah, that's a miss.
Yep, that'd be a miss. Okay. Sir Benson.
Alright. It looks like they haven't moved yet?
No, they're all going after you.
Oh boy.
Should I even bother moving? What do you guys think?
You could hold, and then when the first one comes up, after its turn, you could go after it.
Yeah, but so there's that... almost no way they're going to get within striking distance. They all have reach.
Shit, that's right.
Yeah. Well...
I'm wondering if it's not just going to be best for us to stay where we are.
Because they'll start bunching up on their own, too. Like,
yeah.
But then they'll start chucking rocks.
It still stands that if one of them goes up to you, even if it is 10 feet away on your turn, you could take a step forward. And attack.
I guess I'll hold then.
Alright. So you go ahead and hold. It is the main one's turn. He's going to use an action to try to put the fire out. And then he will use his other two actions to throw rocks. So
maybe we should back up around that corner.
So he's going to pick up a rock and chuck it at you, Elkwood. It is going to be a 30 to hit.
That's a miss.
That's a miss. Second rock.
Remember, you are within 5 feet of me.
That gives me, what, plus two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and then another miss, but just barely.
Beautiful.
And so I will go ahead and do the...
I use catch rock action.
And he succeeds.
But he still takes 1d10.
Correct, yeah. So go ahead and roll the 1d10, but he will end it here.
5 points of fire damage.
5 points of fire. Okay. So that was his turn. Next is going to be this one, front and left. So this one is going to move up here. And is going to... Actually, can he... Yeah, I think he will do that, because he can't really stand in that square directly to the right. Okay. So he will go up and move there, and then he will swing on you, Benson, twice.
Well, I'm actually, no. Going to be triggering my attack.
Are you just holding?
Oh, I guess I just held.
Yeah. Okay, so he'll do big swing, which is he makes the great club strike, and then he'll do that. So he's going to swing. So he's has the great club and he just goes up and just tries to do like a golf club swing. Just woof.
So, Benson, you just delayed?
I guess so.
Okay. That's funny.
God, fucking damn it.
Start off strong.
That's what giants do.
Remember, you got an extra 5 damage of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a club, right?
Yes.
Okay. Broken leg.
Oh my god.
The target takes a 15-foot status penalty to his land speed until healed.
Oh my god.
So jeez. I have a 5-foot land speed.
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay, so
it's still double.
It's still double. Alright.
Yeah.
So, great damage. Break a leg. 52 points of damage.
Awesome.
Here's the thing, is that this is called Big Swing. Stone Giant makes a great club strike. The target is pushed up to 10 feet or up to 20 feet on a critical hit.
Dang.
If the target collides with a solid object or lands on the ground, it takes bludgeoning damage as though it had fallen the distance it moved. So you're all kind of clumped. So I don't think you guys would like...
The question is, are we solid objects or are we spaces you can move through?
I don't know. Are you objects? Are you going to dehumanize yourselves? Like, so
it's almost like solid. It's almost like solid object would imply something that is like not movable.
Yeah, exactly. So he is going to shove Benson back here to this corner. So past Elkwood, past Grimshaw, and right next to Kezra on the back. So that's 10 foot there, and then if the target collides with a solid object, which you just did, or lands on the ground, it takes bludgeoning damage as though it had fallen the distance it moved. So that wouldn't be just 10 feet, wouldn't it be 5? I think, because it said it had fallen the distance. So there's another 10 foot of falling. Quote: the falling distance is you ignore the 5 and then take half. I'm trying to remember what falling damage was.
I don't think you ignore... I think you ignore... Wait, is it 5 or 10 feet of damage? It's 5. You ignore 5 for the falling damage.
Okay,
but
so...
I don't think you ignore 5 feet if you're falling more than 5 feet. That doesn't really make any sense.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you just... If you fall off a deck, you're not taking lethal damage.
But yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Okay,
if you
so
fall off your roof, you're taking damage.
You're taking lethal damage, yeah. Okay, so in which case you would take 5 points of damage, because you take half of the falling. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
If those are two separate damage sources, then you don't take any damage from falling.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's true. Well, there we go.
I knew that from the beginning.
Okay.
Nice job.
You could have said that before we were doing math.
Well, at the end of the day, you are the game master, so yes, I got to hear what you say anyway.
Hey, man, I just read the rules. All right, so that was his turn. So, Benson, you may now take your turn.
Well, I guess I'll stand up. Guess I'll move here.
So did you just, like, swat Benson over our heads? Is that basically what happened here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I will... Do I heal or take the swing? What do you think?
I mean,
I don't heal myself.
Yeah, you took a ton of damage.
Yeah, because you... Well, I mean, yeah.
You want the 5 negation, I mean...
Doesn't matter what order you do it in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you... Oh, yes. Stand, heal, move. Yeah, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
That's my turn. I'll see you in 25 minutes.
Whoa.
Actually, no, it's more like a half an hour.
Yeah.
Yikes.
All right, so I will put you there in the initiative. Next is the stone giant directly in front to the right. So he is going to take a 5-foot step. Does he have reach here? That's 5.
Wait, if you say 5. No, I won't believe you.
No, diagonal to you is actually only 15. So he actually can't reach you where you are.
It's not a terrible spot to be in, though.
Nope. So he will just throw 2 rocks at Elkwood.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Throw rock.
I would too.
31.
Since I'm within Benson's aura, That is a mess.
Alright, so what's that aura coming from? I was really trying to read into it, but I couldn't find anything on it.
It's called being awesome.
That is the... No, okay, so if I remember correctly, it gives you... it gives them... What is it?
Isn't it shield, like when your shield is raised, your adjacent allies gain your AC bonus?
I believe that's the feat. I'm trying to find it right now.
Get here to Shield of Reckoning. When you shield your ally against an attack, you call upon the power to protect your ally further. Use the shield block reaction to prevent damage to an ally, and also use your champion's reaction against the foe that attacked your ally. So it does not give the +2 to AC.
Oh.
But what you could do is you could use your shield block reaction, which is a free reaction, to block damage, and you can trigger your
Retributive strike.
Retributive strike. So you get a 2-for-1.
But I don't have anything to attack. This one in front of me is not attacking.
Yeah.
Because it's the guy in the back that threw the rock, but
right.
Still, it's still damage reduction, and it's further damage reduction because you're using your shield as well as the retributive strike. So
you get the shield block damage off and the 13 off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So still hits, but lots of damage reduction coming out. So
all
right. So it's 21 points of bludgeoning.
Okay, so you're using that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 21 minus...
So the 21 minus 13 is 8.
Yeah, so...
And then how much damage can your shield soak?
I'm using a spark shield, so...
Well, if you could just do that, I mean, I'm only taking 8 points of damage, it's fine.
Okay.
A couple spines on my shield break.
All right. And then he will... Oh, he liked that so much, he'll throw it again. Rock number 2!
I can't help you with this.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it was a natural 1.
Woohoo! Man, you have to roll so many dice in all these encounters. You're just gonna roll lots of 20s and 1s.
Yeah, you better just keep that deck of cards on your desk there, Kel.
Yeah, well, I do keep them there. Okay, so I guess we found out why you missed, because you punctured your foot. You took a step to lean into this throw, and you stepped on your knife by accident that you left down there, your toe knife. You take 1d4 persistent bleed damage.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Until this effect ends, you get a 10-foot status penalty to your speed.
All right.
Okay.
So 1d4 bleed.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll take it. Take this.
Makes sense to me. As you step back and tried to yeet this boulder at you, you saw that he stepped on what appears to be a human femur bone.
Ooh.
It was right into his heel, and he's just like,
"Oh!" You know what? He deserved it.
Oh. You should have picked them up.
No. Why? It's not. He didn't kill that person. He was just using his bone as a fork. Next one. Oh, I need to roll the bleed. Roll the assisted recovery. That is a fail. And then I'll roll the bleed. 2. Bleeds out from his foot just a little bit. Okay. Next stone giant is the one that is in... middle right. He's going to throw... There's a lot of people in the way, so I think he'll throw one at Elkwood and then one at Grimshaw, because he can't see Benson at all, really. So first one after Elkwood. 39 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
23 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Still good.
Okay. And then... second one at you, Grimshaw.
Mm-hmm.
33 to hit.
You know that's a miss.
Ah.
And that's why we use the Explorer action to raise shields. So it's there when the combat starts.
There you go.
So that way, if you roll a 1 on your initiative, you get your shield up anyway, baby. All right. Next one is going to be... This is the one way in the back. So he is going to move up. He's going to move up here in front of the orator. And then he's going to throw two at Grimshaw, because that's only the person he can really see from this angle.
I was about to say it's a mosh pit right now.
Yeah, there's a lot happening in this 10-foot wide hallway.
I know, is this like +1 or +2 for cover? He's throwing through two of his allies?
I would say it's two. I would say it's +2 here. Rock. Total whiff. And next one, total whiff again.
Let's go. You guys just stand here with your shields raised. He'll probably just natural one himself to death.
I know, right? next one is... So this is the last one. So this is the one on the top left now. So it is going to move here to get a better sight, and he is going to throw one at Elwood and one at Grimshaw.
Can he even see me?
I think you'd probably get a +2 because you'd be throwing through two of his allies and Benson. For me, probably +1.
Get your +2 to your AC there.
Okay.
32.
And that would be a miss with +2 bonus.
That would be a miss with the cover. And then the second one is a 31. That's so a miss as well.
Woo!
Kezra.
We'll light him up.
Have you ever seen a juicier room for you? But
oh my gosh!
I know. I almost got them all on the line, but yeah, I think I'm gonna make sure I get all of them. Chain lightning,
yes!
Give giant them arc what of they lightning want. Just arcs between his claw and his other hand. He starts on the first one, and it's just gonna go him to this one to this one. So go ahead and start rolling reflex saves.
Yep.
Just going right from south to north.
Yep. So I will just go in line here. First one gets a 30 total.
That is a regular success.
Okay. And then give me the half damage then.
I'm going to roll all the damage at once. So are you doing it while you're in them?
Yeah, I'm doing it while, because it's going to be very frustrating to do it afterwards. So.
Sure, okay.
How many d12s is that?
Oh, that was a good... That was a really fucking good roll.
No.
Right. wow. Okay. I rolled 4, 9, 7, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
For 76 damage.
Holy shit.
So 38 for half.
38 for half. Okay.
Oh my god.
Gosh.
Damn. All right. Next one. This is
D12.
This is Bleedy Foot. 33.
Yeah.
So 38.
Yeah.
Okay, for half, yeah. Okay. Next one. He gets a 35.
God, regular success, 38 damage. Man, you're rolling well.
I'm rolling incredibly well, but that's only half of them, so we'll see. We'll see if the next one's there. This is the one all the way on the right. Natural one.
Yes!
Finally!
Wow. I sensed it. I was like, in my head, I'm like, this is not anymore.
52 damage.
Oh my god.
Okay. Wow. Alright, so this is the second one from the top. Natural 20.
So it stops on him.
Damn it.
Stops on him.
Double damage in there.
So clearly, the guy you hit with an natural one, the wall explodes behind him. Rocks and rubble everywhere.
Jesus.
Okay. That evened out with the natural 20. So, okay. Yep. Wow.
And then last action. Last action, he's gonna raise his shield.
Do you all want to remain boxed in here, or do you want to make space?
I this is a defensible position. They can hardly get the rocks thrown over the tall, dumb heads.
I got it.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
Don't call me a blockhead.
All right,
Black.
Grimshaw, your turn.
Grimshaw. Elkwood has been taking a beating, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm still good.
You're still good.
Dude, okay. I'm in... Just to put it, I'm at 131 HP. All right, remember, my con is, like, stupid.
Yeah, but Benson, are you still looking pretty messed up?
I mean...
Benson?
What?
You still looking messed up?
I mean, right now I'm currently at, like, 140-something.
You got, like, 170 or something. Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, well, then I'm gonna strike while the iron is hot. Take a step up. Raise my shield first, because I don't mess around with that anymore. We're raising the shield. No, I'm not even stepping first. I'm raising my shield first, then I'm stepping. I don't play these games anymore, Jake. Just assume my first action for this whole fight is raising shield, okay?
All right.
All right, and now I feel very passionate about this because the last time I really got.
You really got. So they're passionate about that shield, huh?
Yeah. And now I'm gonna strike with the Morning Star of Milani.
You all are gonna die, just like we killed the stone giant in the woods. We killed them both. They fell before us like they were nothing, and you all will do the same. Oh yeah,
that is a 37.
That's a hit, my friends.
All right, let's get some. This damage is so little compared to literally just like what our boys are doing. But you know, I actually almost rolled max. That's surprising.
Okay,
so 21 points of bludgeoning.
Oh, well, nice. Okay,
just knock that blockhead.
You hit him in his stupid knee.
Stupid knee. Yeah, you're right. I probably can't reach.
I was about to say, you can't reach his head, so you hit him in like his knees and stuff.
Give me the knees.
And that's my turn.
Top of the round, Elkwood.
Okay, so theoretically, I should be able to see this dude, right?
Yeah, the guy that just got crit.
Yeah.
The guy that critically failed.
The crit failed. So yeah. He's going to actually switch his hunt prey to that guy.
Fair enough.
And he's going to take a hunted shot at him because he got fucked up. So
yep.
He's just
yep.
trying to take people out here. Come on.
Hunted shot or hunter's aim?
Huh? Say what?
Never mind.
What? Me? Who?
Kelly, play your own character.
I didn't know you had hunted shot. Never mind.
Yeah. I have hunter's aim, but yeah, it's sorry. I call it like interchangeable. It's the same thing. It adds a +2 to it. So with a 10 on die, it's a 34 to hit.
34. That is a hit.
Beautiful.
Right. Now, hunted shot is a different feat.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. Let's see. Damage. 37. Ooh, that was actually pretty good. 37 points of damage.
37, you say?
Yep, one, that guy.
Please describe your kill.
Holy shit.
Very nice, very nice.
Alright. So, just because stone giants have that nice ability, I mean, like, just, they're taller and all that stuff, so he just aims his shot past Grimshaw, goes through the legs of the one stone giant, and just keeps going, and it just, this guy's recovering from his static burns and all that stuff with the lightning.
Oh, yeah. He's smoldering.
Yeah, he's smoldering a little bit. He's probably, like, leaning over to look at something, and then the arrow just goes straight into his chest. Like, just right to his heart. Just it crackles with its own energy. Honestly, you could just say, like, the little bit of electric rune that powers that arrow, like, could have been attracted by that. So it just kind of zoned right in.
Yeah. All right. Well, that one is dead. Let me go ahead and make sure that's the one. Okay.
That's it.
That's it. All right, so top of the stone giant's section of turns here. So the one all the way in the back, the orator, there's a lot of people in the way. So he's going to move here. Try to get a decent angle.
I just watched the ricochet shots.
Yeah.
He said, I watched this, I'm gonna trick shot this. He just chucks the rock, hits the wall four times.
he does a thing where he holds his hand behind him and then like throws it over his head so it arcs.
Boof. How the hell do you do that? Sign him up.
He going against going against Elkwood here.
Yeah, of course.
31, which I know is a miss.
Yep.
Second attack is a miss.
I'm huddled behind so many giants and two meat shields in front of me, so.
Stone giant, so this is the one directly in front. So he is going to, he's actually going to go for Elkwood, because you are within reach.
Oh!
Great club swing on you.
No.
39 to hit.
Oh yeah, that hits.
I would love to do a big swing, but I didn't say that, so just hit. 27 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
Liberating storm.
Beautiful. Oh.
So that is a minus 13 from that.
I mean, honestly, Benson, if you want to use your retributive strike too.
John walked away, so I guess he missed the opportunity to do it.
Son of a bitch!
Vincent, you just retributive strike.
God damn it. Damn it, John. Because this is the perfect opportunity for him to use it.
Alright, well, do Grimshaw's first, and then... And
yeah, because I can't hit anyway.
Oh, okay, so. Okay, so... Alright, so yeah, do the damage reduction and the step, and then do all the calculation, and maybe John will be back.
How much was it? 29? I mean, how much damage was it?
Oh, 27.
27, so you take 13 off that, so it's at 14.
Yep.
So if he does it, then I'll just be taking 1 point of damage.
That's true. So let me go. So he'll do two more on you. So John will have more ample opportunities.
Okay, so I'll just take 14 right now.
Yeah. Yep.
Sure.
Okay. Second attack with the map is a miss. Last attack with the map, another miss.
Okay.
All right, John.
Yep.
Elkwood took a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You are welcome to use your retributive strike.
Yeah,
I will be doing that.
Yep.
Okay, and then it's your turn directly after. So do all your retributive strike stuff.
Oh, which means Grimshaw and you will be able to hit this dude.
Yep, woohoo!
So actually, I'll be hitting.
With map. Let me just say with map.
Oh, yeah. It's a minus 5 for me. John gets that full base attack bonus, though.
Correct, yeah.
Yikes.
That map really kill you, huh?
No.
No?
No, not even the map would have saved me.
I need your fast math.
What you need?
21 and 18.
Oh. 39.
That's a hit, buddy.
Gosh.
All right.
Roll some of that beautiful damage.
Dude, gotta scroll all the way down. 18 points of slashing damage.
18 slashing. Okay. And then after that, it is your turn.
Alright, we're gonna do some more swinging. First roll. 29.
29, that is a miss.
Mm-hmm. Last one, or second swing. Gonna be a miss. Final swing. It was... Nope, that's a miss. Damn it.
Okay. Alright.
Great turn.
At the end of your turn, it comes to Bleeding Foot.
That's a good name, honestly.
It is a good name.
It's Bleeding Foot.
Bleeding Foot. Okay, so he is, one, going to spend an action to take the bone fork out of his foot to reduce the DC. And then he will swing once. He'll do big swing on Grimshaw. So he'll do his big swing on you.
Okay.
So great club swing coming out at you. That whiff.
Whoa.
Okay. So I'll roll the assisted recovery here. So this is going to be a DC 10 instead. Fail.
Huh? You failed to get the bone out?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, the regular DC is 15. Took the bone out, and I rolled a five, so that
it's a fail. They don't call him Bleeding Foot for nothing, all right?
That's true.
His skin's thin.
All the other giants are laughing at him.
His skin is made of mica.
And three bleed. I always love it when like that goes on for so long that it has a significant change, in the entire combat.
Like guys, it's fine, it's fine. They're like, actually, guys, I'm actually bleeding a lot here. I'm feeling this is here.
I'm two turns. I'm bleeding. all right, so this is going to be a giant up here on the left. He's going to throw two stones. Let's see. Let's throw it at. Nope. Elkwood, you killed one, so.
Kezra probably helped.
That is a good point. Kezra is back there.
Yeah, but you gotta go through like multiple people at this point.
Yeah.
Is it just a plus one? For each.
It's a plus one for soft, plus two for hard, and then obviously, you know, there's like full cover, which is you can't at all.
Yeah, there's lesser, standard, and greater.
Yeah.
So Kezra takes standard cover, and whiff. Next rock. Third rock. Gah! Yeah. From down... Or up north. All right, so the one in the middle, it is going to throw rocks at you, Kezra.
Bring it on. No, they found a new target.
30 to hit.
Hold on. I remembered something.
Oh?
Hold on.
With cover? Uh-huh.
With cover?
Just shut up. Oh my god. This is an item we found in the Citadel that I have never used.
What?
And it's the stupidest thing because it's a really good item. I have bracers of missile deflection.
Oh my god.
It's been a hot one.
I've never used them. So with my shield, my shield spell up, my AC is 28, but those give me a plus 2 against projectiles if it would make it a miss. Boom! The bracers of missile deflection that I've just been wearing for 4 books that I've never used. Gosh. I look at my inventory. Just like, no. The stupid thing is, I look at my inventory every time, and I'm always like, you know, I got these things. I need to remember when I take projectile damage to fucking use them.
Wow.
And I never, ever remember. So, 30 is still a hit.
You know what?
Well, with cover.
With the cover?
I was going to say, you have standard cover. Okay,
then no. That's a miss.
So... You know what? Take this as positive reinforcement to remember your items, right?
Oh. Wow.
One day I'll use my medieval mistletoe. Primeval mistletoe.
You did it once.
When you said take this, I thought you were going to give me a hero point.
Nah.
Hero point for remembering your items. Good job.
And a whiff and a whiff. All right. Kezra, it is your turn, though.
Yeah, it is.
with your big brain move of remembering the gauntlets on your bracers on your arms, you
so satisfying that I finally remember. I literally look at it every time we record. I never remember to use it.
You also took a million rocks to the face like last combat. The combat before.
I can do that once a round. It's a freaking reaction. I don't have any other reactions.
Unless I'm dying.
No, it says once per day.
Oh, it says once per day. Oh yeah, the greater one is whatever. Okay, so
is every 10.
Yeah, suck it, kill.
I would have eventually read that.
Grimshaw, get down.
And he casts Dragon Breath. Grimshaw, you are not actually in the area, but Elk is.
I can feel the hairs standing up. I'm like, alright.
Yeah, your metal armor tip just like a bunch of static electricity.
It's like St. Elmo's fire, almost. On that.
So yeah, reflex save, I'm confident that you will probably make it.
33.
Okay. Yep, you're good.
Yep, that's a success. Is it just the three guys in the line?
No. Watch. Okay.
35,
watch this path.
Okay.
No way.
It is... Oh, maybe I can only get... No.
You get three of them.
I can get...
You can get three or four, depending on the angle, but...
If I put Grimshaw in it, I can get four.
Yeah, do that.
Put me in, coach.
I'm doing it, coach. All right,
put me in, coach.
Oh, dang it. I'm fucking him up. It moved right before I did it, but I could hit those four.
So the four. So all of them except the one on the
this
left.
Guy,
so.
This guy's safe.
Oh,
my god. That one's all right.
And so that one reflected.
Okay. So you two first.
It's an area of effect, so your full play should help you.
It is.
That's true.
Yes, it does. Okay. I was wondering if I could use my spell shield for this, but that's only if a spell targets me, sadly. But yes, I still get that extra sweet little +2, +2, +3. It might be +3.
I think it's 3.
Yeah.
Because the armor check penalty, you like takes so much away from it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okie dokie. Ah, middling. It might be enough. I got a 30.
Okay, you succeeded.
Ooh, half damage. Okay.
Ooh. And actually, I misread a 35 instead of a 33. So.
Wow, okay, Mark.
I'm just saying. Oh, and I know evasion, so I'm just like, ah.
Yeah. Okay, this pisses me off.
Get out of the way.
So I'm using the dice roller on Path Builder.
Uh-huh.
There's a cracked die on it.
How?
What?
Like, it would definitely fall on a 2.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a cracked die. That's funny that their dice builder has cracked die. It's just leaning up against another dice. Very weird. Anyway, it'll be 33 damage. So kind of so an average roll.
16 per half.
Okay. Alright, so I'm going to go down the stone giants now. Or up, down, up, whatever. Bleeding foot first. So reflex save on him. 29.
Just a success.
Sorry,
that's the DC.
Okay, so half would be 16.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. One in the middle now. He got a 24.
33.
Say, so it's 33 for him. One on the left. Left top, 27.
33 damage.
33. Top right gets a 26. 33 to hit as well.
Wow.
Kind of wish that was the rolls for the chain lightning, but
right.
Okay. All right, is that the end of your turn there, Kiss?
I will cast a sheep.
Okay, they are targeting you, so I would be inclined to do so as well. Grimshaw.
I mean, everyone's taking just like a little bit of damage. Like no one's hurting yet. So.
So channel and, energy.
So
channel
energy,
positive
oh my
energy.
Gosh, you're right. I took that cleric dip, and I never told anyone about it. yeah, I think I'm just gonna. First action, ray shield. Second action, I'm going to strike the one out in front of me. Ugh, 2 on the die for a miserable miss.
Right, you hit with that next one, man.
I know. Are any of them looking particularly rough?
Oh, they're all made of rock, so...
Are they looking particularly crumbly?
Not really. No, they're
not
old.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to pray a prayer on old Bleeding Foot.
On Bleeding Foot.
And I'm
You're
like,
praying for him? That's nice.
I'm praying to Milani that you kill him. Kill him, Milani, kill him. So I'm rolling my religion check against the will DC of the bow.
They might actually have good will.
Doesn't matter with a nat 20.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Doesn't matter what the DC is. Okay.
I could have
gone
strike, but it's okay.
you're feeling your connection to Milani in this moment, you know?
Yes. Milani has granted me the crit success, and I'm going to roll my Greenleaf Geek D6s that I got from my adventure calendar. Sorry, y'all, you can't get them anymore. They gone.
Exclusive guy. Out of stock.
You had your chance.
It's okay, you can sell them on eBay years from now.
Oh my I got the green leaf geek on the die.
Oh my god.
So that is 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
That's not doubled or anything?
That is critical success.
Yeah.
It's 2d6. I rolled 2d6.
Yeah.
Once I
get legendary proficiency in religion, then I can roll 6d6. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That, that is really impressive for a one action jam, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's my turn.
Okay. Elkwood Grim.
Oh, wow. It's already back. I was like, with all the giants getting split up, like, that would actually make things move faster. All right. So you got Bleeding Foot right there. You got this guy here. Oh, shit. It's like, I'd rather not put away my bow right now, because otherwise I'll get the volley penalties. That first guy, the orator, was that this guy back here?
The guy that gave the order... yes, I would say so, because he's missing the most HP.
Okay, he's going to hump right on him.
Okay.
And switch that out, and then he's going to fire off an arrow with Hunter's aim. So.
Okay.
Oh.
So I would say he's got standard cover, and your Hunter's aim only blocks soft cover, right?
Let's see. I don't pay attention to this.
I know a lot of times it's only soft cover, so, but with a crowded in a room full of giants.
You ignore a penalty for making range attacks within your second range and against the prey you're hunting. Where is that located at? Because there was something that specifies.
Yeah, because it is something to do with...
You ignore the penalty for making range attacks. Oh, it was with the ability itself, I think. Hunter's aim.
Oh, okay.
Ignores concealed condition.
Ignore concealment. Okay, for some reason.
And any lesser
cover. And lesser cover.
Lesser cover. Okay, so he's got standard cover then. So.
Okay. So that's still fine. That is a...
Yeah.
Technically 18 plus 24, so that'd be a 32.
So that is actually going to be a miss because of standard cover.
Well, guess what? He's going to activate because I will remember it.
Yeah, you remember your items too.
Yeah, Hunter's arrowhead there, buddy. One per day adds extra plus 2 to that hit.
Turning it into a hit, then.
Turns it into a hit. And so, yeah, like, all of a sudden, he kind of fires it off, and the talisman that's, like, close to his chest glows for a moment, and the arrow just looks like it's about to miss or not hit something particularly, like, glances off. It actually hits him, like, square in shoulder or something. But, yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
Please hit. And it does. So, Hunter's a... Damage. Oh, good damage. 34 points of damage.
Okay.
Solid damage. One action there, two actions. Okay, so that's all my actions.
That's all your actions. All right, it is Storyteller's turn.
Hit me!
The Storyteller puts his hand on the shoulder of the one next to him, and he says something that... he says something in giant. He says something in giant to him, and then you can see the giant that he's talking to look at the gate.
Oh, no.
And then he'll throw rocks. Throwing at Kezzer. First rock. Solid standard cover, 32.
So standard cover I get? Three or four? Or two or four?
Two? Two.
Two. And he's at 32?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Okay. And then 18 points of bludgeoning. Second rock. Miss. Third rock. Miss. Stone giant directly in front. So this is the one that is directly in front of Benson and Grimshaw. He's going to strike out at you, Elkwood, with the big swing.
Okay.
So big swing on you. This is going to be a 41 to hit.
That would be a crit exactly.
Crit exactly.
Okay. Ooh. So AC is the.
That is 50 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouch. Liberating stuff.
Retributive strike.
So take off 26 from that.
Yeah. What was it? 50? How much?
Yeah. 50 points of bludgeoning.
50 points of 26, so 24.
24.
Yep.
However, how does that instigate with the liberating step? Because...
Benson goes first because Drake has previously declared that it happens in initiative order.
Do the retributive strike, but I'm gonna say that I don't think the liberating step goes off because of the fact that he gets thrown.
Yeah.
Because the big swing says the target is pushed up to 10 feet or on a hit or up to 20 feet on a crit, so he's gonna get tossed.
Yeah, does the liberating step say that you have to be able to step?
No.
Oh,
the trigger is when they take damage.
Yeah.
That's all it says.
Because then I take could damage, choose to as well. But I'm moving no matter what because a giant ass club just hit me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. As long as they take the damage in my aura, that is the trigger. So if they take the damage on contact of the swing, then I'm able to use my reaction to mitigate 13 points of damage.
Yeah. I'm not
if
he that.
Takes
I'm
the damage.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, just that the. Yeah,
the step doesn't go off because he's going to be prone. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's still the mitigation of damage.
Yes.
It's just the fact that he's not going to be able to step. So, anyway.
Yep.
All right, John, your retributive strike
35.
Goes off. 35 to hit?
Yep.
That's awesome. A hit, my friend.
Tim, you can take your swing.
Yep. Ooh, 31.
No, Tim, you just use your reaction.
No. This is Benson's free. I get a free strike.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember if it was a
uh-huh.
reaction. All right. It's so, John, what was your damage?
15.
15. And then Tim, what 31 did you? 31 to hit. That is a miss.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah.
And then Elkwood. So you get the damage reduction then from Grimshaw, but you were tossed 20 feet down the hallway.
So how far back?
Right there is exactly okay. Because it'd be 5'10", and then
am I prone as well?
Yeah, okay. Because you get launched.
I don't care about
prone. So you guys just see Elko just go whoa! All the way down the hallway.
Oh. Well, he's dead.
Don't look back, he's dead.
Benson, it's your turn.
I will start swinging for the fences. First attack, natural 20.
Oh yes. My gosh!
About time.
Let's go.
You were due, man.
I know. Needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and you always get the normal damage once.
What?
But not this time.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Tangled. You can attempt to grapple the target as a free action. This uses the same multiple attack penalty as your attack and doesn't count towards your multiple attack penalty.
What about the free hand rules?
I don't
stuff?
Have Titan Wrestler, so.
Well, you would be able. Well, Titan Wrestler
you
just
you can grapple something larger than you. Titan Wrestler allows you to grapple something two sizes larger than you.
Yeah. So you can grapple. If you had a free hand, you could grab his nuts and twist.
But I don't.
No.
Give him the old dick twist.
Give him the old dick twist.
Each double damn.
Yep, I'll take double damn.
All right.
34 points of damage.
Ooh, that's juicy.
Mm-hmm.
That is it's pretty juicy-tacular there. Okay.
And second swing, which will be another critical. I can tell. No, that was a fucking 4. Nope. Last swing. 2, fuck you.
Remember, you can intimidate these guys.
Yep. But I already hands off the beats.
Alright.
Chest piece.
Dice piece. That's good. I like that.
Dice piece.
Hands off the dice piece.
Alright. It is Bleeding Foot's turn. Bleeding Foot is going to There's no Elkwood, but I think he'll throw rocks at you know what? Actually, he'll do a big swing on Grimshaw.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Big swing on Grimshaw for a 37.
Ooh, that's a hit.
That's a hit. 29 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouch. Oh, 20, I finally got hit with a physical attack. 24 points of damage.
Oh. Yes.
Don't you have damage reduction because of your armor in general?
To slashing.
To slashing, yeah.
And it's probably bludgeoning.
Yeah. Why do I think I'm loving giants so much?
I know.
All these clubs are awesome against these guys.
It's not a slashing club.
No, look at the picture. There's little spikies in there.
It's a very rare magical item. It's called Club of Slashing.
Club of Slashing.
Is that just a sword? No.
Shut up.
Just a club with an axe head in the top of it.
Shut up.
It's those, I can't remember what they are, but it's like those Aztec swords that are just straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Just like obsidian blades just tucked into
it. What are the ones that, like, I forget what island they come from, but they actually have, like, shark teeth, in
that
them?
That was from Mari. The Mari warriors had those. But they also use stingray for their spears that would break off in people's body.
Fucking brutal, dude. So cool. Anyway, you're pushed 10 feet, so you're pushed directly back, and then you hit that wall.
Ouch.
And then he will throw a rock at Kezra. He's got a clear shot right there now.
Yeah, finally gets a clear shot.
Smarty pants. Big brain move.
Miss.
Still had the map.
He was just so focused on his great move that he forgot to actually aim the rock.
New Zealand, by the way.
That's what I thought. Alright, Bleeding Foot is going to... does he make the recovery check? Oh, 10 exactly.
Wait, did he spend an action to reduce the DC?
I mean, he did pull the bone out.
No, it doesn't work that way, Jake.
I was going to say, you got to do it every turn.
Each turn.
All right, so he takes 3 points.
I was
going to
say, Jake, it doesn't work that way.
fumble.
I know.
He has to live as he died, as Bleeding Foot.
Bleeding Foot.
I said, this is the point where he's like, guys, I think it's actually cut deep.
So, the stone giant that is directly to the left that the storyteller talked to.
Right.
He turns around, goes to the gate, opens it, and walks out yelling,
"Whoa! A Russian! A Russian!"
And he...
Shit.
...is gone. I'll see you guys next time.
If it's the giant from the center, just another target to chain lightning.
I mean, he has to walk like a couple football fields first.
Right, that's true. he'll get there eventually. He'll come back to it.